The National Park Service is suspending the search for a small plane believed to have crashed into Lake Clark last Wednesday with four people on board. The plane crashed shortly after taking off en route to Anchorage. Park Service officials said today the search has been hampered by ice fog over Lake Clark. Officials say items found in the lake last week confirm the plane crashed there. Megan Renshot is a spokesperson for Lake Clark National Park.
We are dealing with persistent ice fog off of Lake Clark, and that is hampering the air search. The Alaska State Troopers arrived on Saturday. They were able to fly for less than an hour with their helicopter over the lake.
Troopers did not see any new debris. On Thursday, a boater found items belonging to occupants on the plane, and on Friday, the co-pilot seat and all three wheels were found on the lake, approximately 11 miles northeast of Port Allsworth. The aircraft left Port Allsworth at 10:30 Wednesday morning, but never arrived in Anchorage. Rayshot says searchers have been grounded since that trooper flight on Saturday.
No one, community members or park aircraft, have been able to fly yesterday or today.
The bay around Port Allsworth is frozen, so searching on the lake has been limited to small boats. Presumed killed in the crash are pilot 25-year-old Kyle Longerbeam, passenger 45-year-old Scott Bloom, and his two children, 13-year-old Zach and 14-year-old Caitlin. So far, more than $30,000 has been raised to help with travel and funeral services for the families.